Thanks, Katya. A beautiful girl once confessed she killed a crow. They mate for life, she said. Now one follows me wherever I go. Even now, look, it caws from the birch, doubles its shadow on shadows, and each time I turn you watch, it knows its chance and flops closer. Sometimes claws at the grass just beyond my reach and stares and flaps its charred wings like a scarecrow poised on its own movable field. The flaw it scopes, pinched in me like a crippled cause, plants me at its center, its instressed enemy, bad guest like a sickness, like a murderer. It's pretty excellent to be up here reading with Sue Goyette. Dennis Lee, I think, the poet, said that someone apprenticed for poetry for 10 years, and I don't feel anything more than an apprentice, but it was about 10 years ago, almost to the day, and a few months that I met Sue in Halifax, and I was doing philosophy at the time, and I should have known then that I wouldn't continue doing that, because the influence of Sue is the first real tremendous writer I ever had the privilege to know, exerted a lasting influence, so it's nice to be here. This one's called Near Coral. I listen for trains. Got its impetus in Barrie Ukam Metro. I'm a sucker for the whales and the garbage that collects and swells way out in the Pacific. On flat screens in the metro station, I catch how the whales endure it, how underwater for miles the engines of ocean cruisers snap like clamps around whale songs. As down here in these tunnels the trains arrive and drag their wheels against iron railings, or is it some other metal? I'm a piece of wood. Is it raining? I smell the rain on your clothes. Your umbrellas close like your wallets. Do you hear me when I ask? You're all swimmers. On the shore, your brother is fishing. On the streets, your wife shops. I imagine the bubbles rising from my nose like transparent bracelets strung around a girl's wrist. And all her friends skip ahead to school. What is your hurry? And you, a long swim across the Pacific. It must take the fish forever, traveling back and forth over ancient routes. How do they know how long to hold their breath? I mean the whales. At one point, they must all turn around and say, let's go this other way. Except they say it singing. Now look, here they come, scuttling like crabs up the stairs, these commuters clacking their heels and boots, a racket. Hello, hello, oh, no matter. You're all ugly crabs with broken nails. Clapping, clapping, clapping. Shall I do a dance like a seal? Hum a tune? No, I do not drink coffee. I wonder what time it is. Do you have the time? Trains rush on time into the terminal along the shore. My arms don't work. Echoes of machines. The stairs rising. Trains that depart and arrive. Scene of beggars. That blind family has a good gig, but I don't get it. That's more noise than the trash. I imagine the whales are trying to find a way further down. Here's my profile. My head bobs on the sea like a buoy. My neck is string, pliable tissue that stretches and reflexes on the whim of tides, schedule of the moon that pits the Pacific against the continent, insisting that what it is to be on time and again, to be happy in one's skin. As whale songs hopscotch into the deeps where the halls open out empty, a single voice in a stadium, a small ensemble plucking strings with a feather, a fishtail floats. The whales have gone away from the earth, held their breath so long they've turned to fish. When the water breaks the roof and the St. Laurent flushes out these tunnels, I'll float from my chair and kick my feet until they're fins. This next one's called Crowded Theater. There was a time I thought I was all alone and free. I never imagined growing older or weaker. I imagined being famous and humble. Now it is as if I'm sitting in a crowded theater, in a ratty red chair too tiny for my legs, its armrests too narrow to share. When I look around behind me, people are pushed the other way. I've come this far, reached out and clung to your damp hand. And we hold each other here, though the building has begun to shake, and the show is not the one we asked for. Before this game of pretend turns to nightmare, let me at least remember a few things about horses. The fields and horses. Sagebrush and the bony, legged horses. The night sky and sloppy, black moans of horses. Clear morning and dew shine, wet hides of horses. Sudden summer storms. Tremor through horses. Hay stink and shit in the rafters above the stalls of horses. The dogs kicked by the hoofs of horses. Barbed wire wrapped around wooden posts to stay the horses. The long brown hair of the girl and the long brown manes of the horses she rides and whispers her soft sounds. Beautiful horses, they're just born, shaking baby horses. Let me at least remember these few things about horses before this game of pretend turns to nightmare.